KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's windy and 49. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, March 5th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Physician House Calls, and Ferguson Funeral Home. Fire danger elevated next couple of days. We'll have very warm and windy conditions. Winds gusting about 35, so there's a wind advisory as well. And just no burn bans in effect, but just a fire danger will be elevated. One person jailed following a deadly weekend stabbing. The story part of today's Cool News.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
The investigation continues into a deadly stabbing at a Chickasha home this past weekend. Authorities have a suspect in custody in connection with the attack, which also left a second woman hospitalized. Chickasha police summoned to a home at 928 South 2nd Street Saturday night. A police spokesman said a woman called authorities saying she'd been stabbed by her stepfather and believed that her mother was dead. Authorities found the body of 53-year-old Lisa Marie Delera inside the home. Police also arrested 64-year-old Jesus Gaspar Delera, who was inside the home. The woman who called police, 31-year-old Jessica Marie Hayes, airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. She was listed in stable condition this morning. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation called in to lead the probe into the attack. Officials have not yet said what might have prompted the stabbing. A weekend fire destroys a home southeast of Chickasha. Grady County and Chickasha firefighters called out about 2 o'clock Sunday morning, about a mile and a half east of the Highway 81 and 19 Junction. Officials say the home was fully involved when they got there. Fire officials had to take a defensive stand to protect nearby buildings. The fire did spark a grass fire that burned about an acre. The resident there, Marie Story, not home at the time the fire started. Officials have not yet determined how that fire started. And Grady County fire crews dispatched to a grass fire south of the Nenecost Cemetery Friday night, about a 50-acre grass fire altogether. Firefighters managed to get that blaze out with no damage to property. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Meyer said an individual was burning some brush when the fire got out of control and ignited some lovegrass that was about a foot high. More Cool News coming right up.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Calls serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
A new police chief arriving in Chickasha this morning. Greg Anderson recently named the new chief after a nationwide search. Anderson, a 23-year law enforcement veteran with the Moore Police Department. He spent the last 12 years as supervisor, the last 6 as a captain. He has more than 2,000 hours of police training, holds a bachelor's degree in law enforcement administration and ethics. Anderson fills the post previously held by Stuart Steele, who moved on to Rio Rancho, New Mexico to serve as police chief there. GG Music has been serving as interim police chief since. Another candidate running for Oklahoma governor to make an appearance in Chickasha this evening. Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett to hold a meet and greet and also will be part of the ongoing forum for gubernatorial candidates at USAO. Cornett says his priorities are health and education and that he'll work to put an end to partisan politics. Regarding the Step Up Oklahoma plan proposed before the legislative session started, he said he did not support every segment of that plan.
It's kind of like a Christmas tree. It just had too many bulbs on it. I mean, there was so much in the Step Up plan it was really difficult for any candidate to sit down and endorse all elements of that.
The meet and greet for Cornette at Interurban from 6 to 6:45 tonight. Then Cornette will speak at USAO at 7 o'clock. The Chickasha City Council meeting this evening, among discussion items, to consider a public sale of mineral rights on about 47 acres of land the city owns near the Chickasha Airport. The council meets at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up Friday but down for the week to $61.25 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $64.37. Natural gas, $2.69 per million BTUs. Gold at $1,324, silver $16.52. Our weather forecast calling for sunny, windy, and warm today with the elevated fire danger the next couple of days. We'll have temps in the mid-60s and winds gusting 35 miles per hour today, 40 miles per hour tomorrow. So there are wind advisories and, as we mentioned, elevated fire danger for the next 24, 36 hours or so. Right now, it's fair, windy, and 49 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
In sports, Chickasha's high school baseball team opened up their season last Friday with a win over Bridge Creek. Saturday, though, they dropped a couple of games at El Reno, falling 12-4 to El Reno and 16-8 to Guthrie. The Chicks are on the road today to Bingeroni. And the CHS soccer teams had season-opening wins over Lawton Ike Friday. Fighting Chicks won 2-0. Lady Chicks won 1-0 with Sushin Lim scoring the game's only goal. Jordan Wallace had four saves in the net. And the CHS slow pitch softball season opening up today. They have a home game at Elk Curry Field against Blanchard this afternoon. To high school basketball, where the Fort Cobb Broxton Mustangs have won their fourth consecutive state championship. They defeated Frontier 62-50 in the Class A state tournament championship game Saturday night at the Big House. Tournament MVP Kellen Hines scored 31 points in that game. Teammate Keston Mowdy also named to the all-tournament team. Three area teams in the 4A Girls State High School Basketball Tournament this week. Tuttle, Anadarko, and Elgin in the mix when the tournament opens up at Southern Nazarene University Thursday. Tuttle upset number 5 Ardmore 49-46 in their area consolation championship game at Washington Saturday night. Elgin won its area consolation championship at Stillwater Saturday, going overtime to beat Kingfisher 39-37. Anadarko and Elgin girls will face off in the opening game of the tournament Thursday at 2 o'clock. The two teams split their regular season games. Both contests were decided by 2 points. And Tuttle will play number 1 and top seed Fort Gibson at 3:30. USAO's women's basketball team losing the Sooner Athletic Conference Tournament Championship game to Oklahoma City University over the weekend. The Stars won 89-63 in a game played at Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Two Drovers did make the all-tournament team. Dede Eli earned the Hustle Award, and Darian Hill made the team as well. Despite the loss, USAO will still get to go on to the NAIA National Tournament. That's because they got an automatic berth when they won the regular season of the Sooner Athletic Conference. The bracket will be out on Wednesday. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, Physician House Calls, and the First National Bank and Trust.